What's up, Lagos? Welcome to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives entrepreneurs and business owners an unfair advantage. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And I can't believe that this is the 13th episode and the last episode of this series. Funny how time flies, doesn't it, when you're having fun? But it's not over until it's over. So please stay tuned because today we're going to be talking about 10 ways to fund your business. So you know that in the last 12 episodes, I've been talking to you about how to grow your business because this show is called Business Growth with Riri Okoye. But you need funding to grow your business. So let's talk about funding. Number one, self-funding. Bootstrapping, also known as self-funding, means building a company from your own money and assets. Profits are then reinvested into the business. Typically, bootstrapping works well for very small companies with low startup costs, short sales cycles, and simple products. This is the route that many part-time and home-based businesses use. Networking is so important for this type of strategy. Number two, friends and family. You'll often hear this group being referred to the three F's: friends, families, and fools. But guess what? Nobody listening to this show is a fool. Generally, this group is not a good source of funding for your business. You know the saying, keep your personal and professional lives separate. But sometimes we have to approach family and friends, don't we? So let's talk about the advantages. It's a rare early stage money that you get. So hopefully you're not going to keep going to your family and friends and asking them for money. Okay, you can lean on your relationships. If you have tight friends, tight family that have a large amount of money, you can lean on them. Okay, you don't go into debt or owe a bank. You're not getting those letters, you know, saying that you owe money for, you know, borrowing money. So, you know, family and friends, you can normally have a good relationship, good rapport with them. Say to them, oh, please give me 6 months, give me 1 year. And a lot of the times they'll be okay with that. And there's a built-in support network. But let's talk about the buts. Investors may not be very savvy. So maybe you have a jewelry business and they just don't know anything about jewelry. They just don't know anything. They don't know who the audience are. They don't know who the target market is. They don't know where to market, okay? Relationship and business entanglements, we see them all the time on the news about these type of setups. Higher risk for a family breakup, you know, sometimes a family unit can break because of borrowing money from family or friends. And then a built-in panel of critics. You know, when you're doing business, especially when you're starting up, you need people to champion you on. But sometimes family can be your biggest critic. So bear that in mind. And it's also important, I believe, that you should have an MOU. That's a memo of agreement, of understanding, so that even with family and friends, everybody knows, you know, what their part of the game is for borrowing or funding money for your business. Number three. Government funding. Most governments offer resources to help new businesses, even here in Nigeria. You know, they say Google is your friend, so do your research. This can come in form of low interest loans or grants. Check with all levels of government to see how they can help you. Number four, private funding or grants. Large businesses and non-profit organizations may also offer resources to help entrepreneurs. Check with industry organizations, your mentors, and even the internet to see what's available in your area. Now, even for myself, I happened to be a judge for a large organization that were giving out funds, but there was a criteria to join, so you've got to understand who the criteria are, okay? There's a lot of funding also for women-led businesses. Just check out, do your research. And there are also a lot of funding for NGOs. I've actually had funding myself for one of the NGOs that I was involved in. And I really got to learn about the social sector management. And it was just great coming from a really prestigious business school. Okay. So if you've just tuned in, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye. And I'm sharing 10 ways to fund your business. Number five, crowdfunding. Crowdfunding is a way of raising money to finance projects and businesses. It enables fundraisers to collect money from a large number of people, normally via online platforms. Crowdfunding is most often used by startup companies or growing businesses as a way of accessing alternative funds. It's very popular on social media. Do your research to find the popular ones for Nigeria, for Lagos. So it can be a fast way to raise finance with no upfront fees. Okay, these are the advantages. Pitching a project or business through the online platform can be a valuable form of marketing and result in media attention. But, now let's talk about the buts. But failed projects risk damage to the reputation of your business and people who have pledged money to you. And if you haven't protected your business idea with copyright, someone may see it on crowdfunding site and steal your concept. So you've got to bear that in mind, okay? So the next one, number six, sponsorships. Sponsorships. In exchange for their support, your business will provide them with a product, service, membership, benefits, and co-ownership rights, you know. And so, for example, if you're doing a big marketing event and you don't have the funds, you can go to sponsors. If you have a product launch too, sponsors are a great way to get funding for this. NGOs, there's a lot of sponsorships out there for NGOs. And again, the NGO that I was involved in, we did a mother and daughter event about 4 years ago, and we got lots and lots of sponsorship. So it really helped us to have a great event. Even like, for example, this radio show is a sponsorship. So there are great ways in terms of partnering with, you know, people that, or business owners, or, you know, big firms to get sponsorship for your business. You just have to do your research. And remember, for them, it's all about the benefits. So they're always going to be asking that question. What is in it for me? What is in it for me? If I'm parting with my money to sponsor this event, what are the benefits going to be? And when you are, you know, writing those proposals, you've got to list out all the benefits that they will gain from sponsoring your initiative. Now, the seventh one is bartering. You can also consider bartering to help start your business. For example, let's say you sell single serve coffee machines and you need design for your website. Perhaps you could find a local website designer and offer them a machine and service contract in exchange for their help. This also helps you get the product out in the marketplace and establish friendly relationships in your community. Just be sure that you're getting back what you're giving. Magazines use this strategy. I remember when I was an intern after university, I worked for a magazine company and we used to pitch big brands to give us their goodies in exchange for return on their advertising space. So all our giveaways were from well-known brands, and that's what a lot of magazines do. And it could be a strategy that you could also use for your business. So remember to do the research. So if you've just joined us, this is Business Growth with Riri Okoye, and I am sharing 10 ways to fund your business. So where am I? Number eight, angel investors. Angel investors are typically wealthy individuals with money to invest in companies that appeal to them. For example, a lot of startups, they enjoy the challenge of starting a new business and may look for opportunities where they can be hands-on to invest back into the business. It can also stunt your business growth. You have to give up a lot of ownership, you know, and there's a lot of programs out there where they do all, you know, there's a lot of pitching at high-level investors, okay? So that was number eight, angel investors. Venture capitalists is number nine, and they provide funding to startup companies, usually high tech, in exchange for shares and equity. This usually means that they will profit if the startup company goes public or gets sold. Keep this in mind if you're seeking money from venture capitalists. There's also institutional investors. They are corporate entity as opposed to individual, and they are a representative of a company. They represent an institution backed by many investors. And the final one for funding your business are banks, just like First Bank. Many entrepreneurs get a small business loan from their bank. Often the bank will require some sort of security in case you are unable to repay the loan. Be sure to review the paperwork, to review the small print. before you take on these loans. So just be sure to review loan terms very, very carefully. So there you have it. You have 10 ways to fund your business. What did I start with? I said the first one is self-funding, friends and family, government funding, private funding or grants, crowdfunding. I said sponsorships, bartering, angel investors, venture capitalists, and the final one, banking, banks. So there you have it. Funding your business for business growth is up to you to decide the route that you will take. So that's it, listeners. This is the final episode of this edition. If you'd like to stay in touch with me, please visit my Instagram at RiriOkoye. Thank you very much on behalf of myself and First Bank. Stay safe and stay blessed. Goodbye. And once again, thank you very much for listening to Business Growth with Riri Okoye. Stay blessed. Bye.